Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Joseph Sternberg of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He writes political economics. He's in London. And he's just returned from the German Republic, visiting Berlin and other cities. Joe, the Berlin government has not formed, and yet Berlin itself today is a major capital, global capital. It has revived the financial and manufacturing markets of Europe. How did you find it in the pandemic, in the late pandemic? And there are headlines to suggest that Germany is now worried about a fourth surge of the virus.
During my visit there, which was primarily for tourism, I did not encounter any signs of, rising panic about the new wave that might be emerging, perhaps because that news is relatively new still. What's interesting about this is that for the most part, Germans seem to be accommodating themselves to some of the new rules that people are expected to follow. So, for example, there are mask mandates on public transit. And in some indoor spaces like museums, those do not seem to be hugely controversial, although I understand that at various times there have been some protests or concerns raised about those policies. And the other interesting thing is that I think that this notion of having a COVID passport to access venues such as restaurants or museums or the like has become pretty deeply entrenched. This was my second visit to Germany in as many months. And what I noticed is that people are now just accustomed to showing the special QR code that you get on your phone from the app that demonstrates your vaccination status. Or it's not purely a vaccine mandate. You can also demonstrate that you had COVID and have recovered from it. And so they will also count naturally acquired immunity for the purposes of these COVID passes. And people are used to showing them. And I think that the people at the front doors at restaurants are used to checking that. And so far, that doesn't seem to be enormously controversial, although I think that at times they have had trouble with uptake on the vaccine lagging, because there is still a certain amount of suspicion about that in Germany.
You traveled within the European Union. How did you find travel, air travel, the airports, the taxis? Was that all straightforward, Joe?
I, for the most part, it feels very much like it's getting back to normal, except that everyone is wearing a mask. And there's definitely a lot more paperwork that you always have to show when you're checking in, because every country seems to have a different form that they want you to fill out, and they might require proof that you've been vaccinated or the like in order to get on the plane. But other than that, I think that my sense was that things are pretty normal. The trains all seemed to be very busy when I was on them, either in Berlin or traveling to some cities in other parts of the country. The flights seemed to be pretty full. Things are generally, inching back to normal, although there is still a way to go, until we get to the point where we were before the pandemic.
You also visited Leipzig in what used to be East Germany. How did you find East Germany today?
Well, it's been a very interesting story in Germany, really over the past 30 or so years since reunification, because there has been such extensive investment in the former East Germany in that time. They have devoted enormous resources to trying to catch up. And so physically, it is really beautiful now. The two cities that I visited outside of Berlin, Leipzig and Dresden, are really beautiful cities and great world cities for the cultural heritage that they offer in music and the arts. And so it is, terrific to see that back. Although, certainly beneath the surface, there's a lot of evidence that economically Germany is still a very divided country because, you know, in terms of people's quality of life or incomes, the East still has yet to fully catch up to the West. And that is a major political and economic fact about Germany. I think at this far removed from 1989, people outside might tend to forget.
Since we last spoke, COP26 ended in Glasgow, Scotland, with what the headline suggested was disappointment, because neither India nor China changed its position about coal-fired electricity generation, nor did they commit to what you'd have to say is complete renewals by such and such a date. I know that India talked about net zero by 2070. That's out of reach of my imagination. Did you find in Europe or anywhere much attention to Glasgow 26, COP 26? Was it headline news? And if so, was it seen as a positive or a negative that all these nations came together? Perhaps they didn't get all of it done, but they did some of it.
Well, I think that there was enormous attention paid to the summit in its first couple of days. And then things petered out, and it was because it had become clear by the time it opened that there was not going to be a really flashy big result from it. And you could tell in the first week that leaders were desperately trying to come up with some plan that they could come up with that would make it look like they had accomplished a big goal. What I think they settled on was a deforestation plan. So I guess they agreed that they liked trees. And that was it. And, you know, I think that the people had been conditioned to expect that there was not going to be a flashy result from this. So there might not have been surprise, but don't underestimate the extent to which there is probably disappointment on the part of the public, because I think that especially in countries like Germany and some of the Scandinavian countries, there is real commitment to environmentalism and particularly to the cause of fighting global warming. And so I think that there is a certain amount of disappointment there, you know, that nothing was done. This is still a politically potent issue. Although, I mean, in places like Germany, there's also growing frustration with the high energy costs they get as a result of the efforts they already have undertaken to reduce carbon dioxide emissions. So I think that it's probably a very complicated picture, and it might actually be better for everyone that COP26 did not produce a more, you know, vibrant or flashy result.
And a consideration in London. Is there disappointment in COP26 in the London headlines that you've seen or on the television? We have about a minute, Joe.
Well, I think that Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister here, definitely put a lot of political capital behind his hope that he was going to be the world leader who would broker a big deal as he was hosting the summit. And then they belatedly realized before it even began that that wasn't going to happen. So there's been this effort of trying to manage down expectations, but they were still stuck hosting it. So it is kind of embarrassing for Boris that there wasn't more of a result, and I think that he will probably be very happy to have this in the rearview mirror as quickly as possible.
And the irony, of course, he had to restart some natural gas access and other adjustments in order to provide the energy needed for Glasgow's meeting, the energy throughout Scotland and energy throughout the United Kingdom. There is a paradox here. Depending upon the natural gas from Russia, either through Belarus or through Ukraine or Nord Stream 2, when it's approved, and doing away with nuclear energy in Germany while France depends upon it to 80% of its electricity. In other words, there is no common purpose yet. Joseph Sternberg, editorial board of the Wall Street Journal based in London. When we come back, another global story, inflation. This is CBSI in the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill. Pets shed. And accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at WashableSofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out, so you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, they're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit WashableSofas.com today and save. That's WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.